The haircut that turned into a hate fuck. This idea was submitted by Yash, and I freaking love doing hate fuck audio, so I was excited about this. I think I've loved hate fuck since forever. Since whenever I first started seeing them in movies, and you can always tell when they're gonna happen. People are fighting, and then, I don't know, there's just some way to tell. I don't know if it's because of how close they're getting to each other or something's going on with the chemistry, but you can always predict when a hate fuck is about to happen. I think my favorite one of all time, it was not exactly a hate fuck. There was no sex, but it was on Veronica Mars with Logan and Veronica. That one. And I think it was because there was this slow burn where you were just waiting for it for several episodes. It's like, when is it gonna happen? You knew it was gonna happen at some point, and then it happens, and it's just like, ah! Because these two have never been together before, so it was, yeah. So yes, this is one of my favorite tropes. Love it. I mean, in order to portray a good one, you have to have people mad enough. So it doesn't even matter what it's about. You just have to be angry. I mean, this is over a haircut. So, but the anger's there. The comments that he said fucking sucked. So yeah, you know, yesterday he was sleeping in that bed. Things were good, but he made the wrong move. Now, I personally have never done the whole hate fuck thing before. And I kind of pictured it as when people talk about makeup sex, half the time I'm wondering if that's what it is, because I've never had makeup sex before either. And so I'm guessing that's kind of like what makeup sex is like. I don't know. But at the end of this, they have not made up. They will. It'll just take some time. I personally love when, like, he throws her up against the wall. And that was in the original idea, so I did not come up with that. But I do love that. She's just pinned to the wall. That is so hot. And then she gets thrown onto the bed. And that's hot too. All of it's hot. I'm like, does this need a rape tag? I don't know. I mean, yes, it is. It is pretty rapey, but I mean, she does really end up enjoying herself. Like, if I were to put this on GWA, I would put a rape tag, because like everything and its mom needs a rape tag on GWA. But since this is not there, I'm just not gonna go with it. I've started not really using the rape tag much, just because I think there are only some things that really require it. And I don't think this is one of them. They both really did enjoy that a lot. I know I would enjoy one. Like, I want to get fucked that hard. There is that fantasy of just like pissing someone off that much just to get them to like fuck you like they hate you. And I've always had that fantasy. It's like, let's keep pissing them off. I think I've talked about that before in my commentaries. Like, I want to be the prey and you're the predator, and I'm gonna make you attack me one way or another. So the most memorable hate fuck for me, I think, would be in the movie A History of Violence. Now, I totally forgot what the name of the movie even was. The only thing I even remembered about it was the hate fuck, because it happens on a wooden stairs, and I remember just thinking, that has got to hurt. That has to be uncomfortable. And I think I read the actress actually got a lot of bruises from that scene. And I mean, that was legit. And I remember talking to a friend of mine a couple years ago where she was talking about that scene too. And I was like, yes, that's the one that I remember. That's like the biggest one that I remember ever. Really stuck in my mind. So I think that should win for hate fucks in movies and shows. That scene right there. Now I am seriously regretting not making this hate fuck happen on some wooden steps, just as an homage to the movie and the best hate fuck that's ever been filmed. Because, yeah, I should have done that. Damn it. Oh, well. Maybe one day I will do an audio where there's a hate fuck on some stairs. I always say that. I'm like, there's this thing I've always wanted to do, and maybe I will make an audio about it. And I think I do it in every single commentary. So now I have to listen to all my commentaries and see, okay, what did I say I would do? Because I just kind of muse sometimes when I'm making these, and I come up with things, and I forget about it later. Okay, that one probably might not happen, but I have said other things like, oh, I want to do that, and those might happen. This one, maybe. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Maybe I'll make it happen. I do kind of want it to happen. But I don't think I could actually act it out on stairs. Ow, 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 ow. I'm too old for that. The last thing I want to say, and something that I said in the audio, because I kept talking about like big tits and pussy and all that, and you know, oh, I'm a woman, I've got these things. But I also want to emphasize, you don't need any of that to be a woman. So, you know, I could see this character saying all that, but still, you know, it's still important to mention that, you know, if someone identifies as a woman, they're a woman. And so they don't need any of that stuff. And so, yeah, that's my PSA.